Trust me, you're going to love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
Welcome to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Today we are here with Kate Kelleher from Serendipity Labs Co-working Office Space. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. As you know, I love Serendipity Labs. I have my virtual studio there. I do my work there. It's just such a great place that I want to share it with my listeners and readers. So, Kate, just tell us a little bit. What is Serendipity Labs?
Sure. So, Nicole, Serendipity Labs is a network of professionally managed premium work and meeting place accommodations. So almost think hospitality for workspace. We provide access to flexible shared work lounges, dedicated desks, private offices and team rooms, and meeting room and event space accommodations based on what your particular needs are.
Great. And so people, they love the idea of a virtual office, but I think they get a little intimidated because of the cost, or, and I know it's much less than renting right. out office space. So could you talk to us a little bit about the fees?
Absolutely. You can certainly bring down your financial footprint by going co-working. So membership fees are determined by each location's by each lab location. Here at Serendipity Labs in Rye, we have memberships starting as low as $49 and then going onwards and upwards to $6.99 a month for dedicated space. You touched on something very important when you said the word virtual office. We also accommodate those who don't need a physical presence here at Serendipity Labs. Nowadays, it's very important to have a professional address, especially if you're growing your business, and Rye is a great start for that. A lot of licensing needs to be done in New York, and if you don't live in New York, you have to go and find that. So we have a number of members that use us virtually for just mailing and address purposes.
Great. Kate, so just tell us, like, when you come to Serendipity Labs to do your work, what does a person need to bring to work there?
Yeah, everybody works a little bit differently. We have shared work lounges where the members in that area, they're very mobile. So they'll come in with a cell phone, a laptop, maybe a briefcase of some paperwork, and they'll work with those materials during the day, and then at the end of the day, take them home. Very similar to who you might see sitting at a table at a coffee shop, you know, sitting with their cell phone, laptop, doing their work, but not in a professional setting. Others that have dedicated space with us, they have their own laptops at their desks or even desktops. We can provide them with phone line extensions, and they have the ease of leaving their things on a day-to-day basis. So they have storage for their items, either in an office or a workstation dedicated desk.
Okay, so let's say I want to come in and do my work on Tuesday. Do you have to call, or the desks reserved, or you just could come and go as you please?
Not at all. We provide day passes to the outside community. So for those that are not month-to-month members of Serendipity Labs, you can certainly come in, use as needed on a day pass, which is $49 a day. You do not have to call us in advance. We'll definitely have a space for you with our shared work lounges. However, if you prefer, you can also reserve a day office for yourself, where we'll secure a small space for you, and that is your space for the day. You have the the closed-off door, and you can meet with your clients in a day office as opposed to having it reserved on a daily or monthly basis. We also have access to reserving a dedicated desk, should they be available. Right now, we are very limited on the availability of those dedicated desks because our members have been taking them at a month-to-month basis. So, yes, we do encourage people to call us and pop in as needed.
Okay, and I just wanted to go over this again. So you do provide computers, but that's only if you have a dedicated workspace month-to-month?
We don't physically provide the computers. We ask that our members bring in their own technology in regards to laptop and desktop. Mm-hmm. What we can provide is telephone packages and communication packages. So we have phones that we can dedicate to someone's desk or office. So we're not like a library setting where we have monitors set up for people to use as needed. We ask that you bring in that that technology. And most of our members are in a corporate professional industry, and they have that technology.
Okay. Now, what types of people and what various businesses use Serendipity Labs?
Yeah, I get this question all the time, Nicole, and I think my best answer would be that it's anybody that has flexibility of when and where they can work. Especially these days, there are a lot of consultants, independents, those that have ideas for a startup, and they don't have that traditional office-based 9-to-5 job. So they find themselves working from home or having the ability to work from home and not go into their office. And that's where we come into play. We provide that collaborative space for you to not have to go to a coffee shop or not have to be in your home office. Get out, be amongst other people. So that's what I would say, flexibility of when and where you can work. And that lends itself to, generally speaking, consultants and entrepreneurs, but that can go up the chain to people that have been in their industries for over 20 years, but mm-hmm. they've just been given that flexibility to maybe not do the commute every single day. You know, they're mm-hmm. told, listen, you can do your work from home, but they don't want to. So that's where Serendipity Labs comes into play in providing that professional space for them.
So it's like they just want to go to an office, get up and go to an office, as opposed to one at home where you're
exactly.
maybe not as motivated.
There's a right. lot of distractions at home. I mean, I've heard anything from the kids to the dogs, the wife, the mailman, you know, and some people just want to know that they can get up and they have a purpose and they want to put on, you know, clothes and not have to sit in, you know, in their couch all day in their pajamas, which a lot of people do, and that can be demotivating. So giving them that excuse to get up, be around other people, have the opportunity to collaborate with other people, which you're not going to do in your home office.
Mm-hmm. So now if somebody wants to reserve a space, like you said, and they're not a member, they just contact you guys at Serendipity Labs for a day mm-hmm. reservation.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
You can either you can receive our contact information at www.serendipitylabs.com. You can submit an inquiry request through our website. You'll have our contact information there. You can give us a call directly. And you can also connect with us on social media. We're very active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we do get a lot of requests through those pages.
Okay, great. Because we will also be putting that information up on our radio page and also on my blog and on social media. Yes, great. Okay, so just let's say, what are the working hours?
So the staff is here, the building is staffed from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, with the exception of evening events that we host. Serendipity Labs is host to a number of networking groups in the area, so we'll stay open late, usually 6 to 8 o'clock for those events. And then we also have weekend hours available to those that add on a weekend package. Members that have access in the shared workspace, their access is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Those that have dedicated space, whether a dedicated desk or office, they have 24-hour access.
Okay.
Now I'll go back to the weekend package, which I mentioned. We're understanding that a lot of those that are independents starting up maybe their own company or have some ideas, they're doing this as a side. And they have their regular 9-to-5 job, and they're doing this work on evenings and weekends. So we're learning from the community, and we're growing with what their needs are. So that is why we've included a weekend access package for those that would not normally have 24-hour access to the building.
Wow, that's great. And they have, like, a key or a like a badge, like a magnetic card that lets
exactly.
them in?
Exactly. All of our members have their own membership access key card, which will mm-hmm. gain them access remotely into the doors when the staff is not here. So they can come in on weekends, evenings when the staff is not here, and know that they're in a secure environment. Only those with membership, we have all their contact information, of course, can gain entry to the building at those times.
Okay. Wow, that sounds great. And it's 100% safe, just to let our listeners know, their security and everything, correct?
Yes, thank you. 24-hour video surveillance as well.
Okay. Great. Now, I've used your conference rooms before. Mm-hmm. They're so welcoming. They're great for holding meetings, video conference. Just tell us, what kind of equipment do you have in your conference rooms?
Sure. So the room I'm actually talking with you in today is a visual studio room. So I have a table, a conference table for up to six people. There's a Polycom speakerphone available. We have a whiteboard for brainstorming and note-taking. And then on the walls for in all of our meeting rooms, we have TV monitors affixed to the walls to be able to display a larger presentation from your laptop. And we also have a Skype cam with video conferencing capabilities. So that you'll find within our smaller meeting rooms. We also have our large presentation room. Our presentation room can accommodate up to 50 people in which they have focused attention to a screen, an 8-foot screen with an LCD projector.
Wow, that's cool. Now, how many of those smaller conference rooms do you have?
So we have three of the smaller conference rooms. They can also be reserved for a lengthy period of time. I currently have one gentleman that's making a move to California, so he's taken one of those small meeting rooms, and we have dedicated that to him due to the fact that our private enclaves are currently reserved, our private offices.
Okay, and how many private offices do you have?
So we have six private offices, but we have been very flexible with the meeting rooms. As mentioned, we've converted a few of our meeting rooms over into dedicated offices. Not as much of a longer term. They're usually for those that just have a project in the area or are moving out of the area and just need something in the interim. Otherwise, our private offices are anywhere from a 6 to 12 month term.
Great. And those are in a separate area? Because I know when you go into Serendipity Labs, you have the open workspace, but then the designated offices, are those in like a area separate from the main room?
Correct. So the area, as you enter Serendipity Labs, you have the shared workspace, the cafe, the reception area, and all of our meeting and event spaces. We then have another secure door that enters you into what we call our privileged area for resident members. Resident members are those that have their own dedicated desk or private office, and those members will have 24-hour access with their membership key card.
Okay, great. Kate, this is so informative. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
And now, back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Here's Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Today we are speaking with Kate Kelleher of Serendipity Labs Shared Workspace. Hi, Kate, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole, thank you.
Okay, so we're just talking a little bit about the type of desks available and conference rooms if somebody wanted to come in for the day. This is great because I know people are very interested in shared workspaces, and Serendipity Labs is so welcoming. I love doing my show from there in my virtual studio that you've set up for me. It's just all over a great place to work and spend some time with other people who are in the same capacity of working from home or the alternative. Kate, so now this question came up a lot because of all different people of different age groups of trying to work in a virtual workspace. Is it handicap accessible?
Absolutely. Our entrances are at ground level. Once you enter the building, we do have different levels of the space where we actually have ramps that will go down into a work lounge area and back up to our cafe area. So we can certainly accommodate any age range. And that lends itself also to the seating that we have at Serendipity Labs. The seating is very important to the young and the older. We have high desktops, high desks. We also have low seating, very comfortable soft seating. So for any age range, there is a comfortable environment.
That's great. Perfect. And there's not a lot of steps or anything as well. So
no, there's one step, but it can be easily accessed by a ramp instead.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. And it's very bright and colorful there. It's a really nice place to bring clients and to work. It's nice and cheery. How about like printing, faxing, scanning? Do you have those capabilities? And if so, is there a charge for that?
Yes, we do. We have business services here where our members, just as in a regular office, can accommodate printing, faxing, scanning, and copies. There is a nominal charge. However, we also build in into our packages, our membership packages. Some people are not very heavy on printing, so it's not a need for them. Others, especially those that have dedicated space, they may have months and months where they're doing, you know, packages and collateral and have very, very heavy printing needs. So we take that into consideration, and with their membership package, we'll include a certain amount of copies and prints a month. So we like to work with each individual.
Right. Colored printing?
Absolutely. Black, we have color printing, black and white. We can collate. The printer, I like to tell, does everything but make bread.
That's so funny.
It does a lot.
So no need for a Staples if you're a member there. You
no,
do almost all the same.
We have an account with Staples. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. We have some basic business supplies here that mm-hmm. our members are and guests are available to utilize. And then we have an account with Staples. So if somebody, you know, in an office is, some staplers and some pencils, we're happy mm-hmm. to order that for them through our Staples account with our discount. Mm-hmm. And then we just charge that back to the client.
Great. I was just thinking, talking to you, are there any students who use the Serendipity Labs?
Yes. We actually had an entrepreneur scholarship that mm-hmm. we had provided to two members of the community. They were here doing work on thesis papers, mm-hmm. Doing work for, I wouldn't say high school level, but more college level.
Mm-hmm. Those or graduate school.
In graduate schools, yes. And we also had a group of a younger community who was starting up their own company. Mm-hmm. So to help them offset costs, we provided them with complimentary access to mm-hmm. our shared work lounges. So they as a team could get together and collaborate in a professional environment and not have to do, you know, Skype calls and conference calls because mm-hmm. they didn't mm-hmm. live in the area. They didn't all live in the same area, but they would find themselves here collaborating. And we feel that mm-hmm. we were a part of their success in getting their startup off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so once you're a member, are there any additional charges? Like, is there additional charge to use a conference room, or is there additional charge for using the projectors and any kind of equipment?
Yeah, I'd be happy to tell you about that. So in addition to members, the outside community can also reserve our member, our conference rooms. We charge a non-member fee for those that are not monthly members of Serendipity Labs, in addition to the hourly cost of our private meeting rooms. So the mm-hmm. private meeting rooms, they range anywhere from $29 an hour to, you know, $119 an hour for evening events. And those conference rooms are also very important when we speak to our members and what they need. So once again, very consultative approach. If I understand that a group here, a company here, needs a meeting room once a month to just all get together and collaborate, maybe they have some other colleagues coming in, I'll work with them on that, and I'll secure them a certain amount of complimentary meeting room hours a month. All mm-hmm. of our meeting room hours and meeting room spaces, they include the audio visuals, which is something that you don't generally find at the typical hotel conference spaces, where they'll charge you for each additional audiovisual need. All of our audiovisuals are included with the room rental price.
Okay, wonderful. That really sounds great. There's so many options available. How about a lockable storage space? Like if somebody is working on a project and they have a bunch of materials and they don't necessarily want to bring it home, do you have lockable storage spaces, or if someone needs to leave their laptop? Or okay.
Absolutely. So in the shared work lounges, we provide access to reserve a locker. So whereas those members generally take their things home with them at the end of the day, they have the option to reserve a locker in case they need materials here and only here. So we have number of lockers reserved for paperwork that member will only need when they're working here at Serendipity Labs. In regards to those that have dedicated space with us, clearly the offices have locks on the doors, and then within the offices there are additional locked cabinets. The workstations, the open workstations or dedicated desks, they also have locked storage to their desks. So completely secure.
Okay, perfect. That's good to know too, because sometimes you're working on a project and you don't want to lug the stuff home. You want to just keep it there. And
if you're
in the middle of setting up a project, can you, I think you said somebody is moving offices to LA. Can you rent out a conference room overnight if you're doing a mailing or something like that?
Okay. Absolutely. We're very flexible. We hear different needs for the space all the time. So we're growing and learning along with our members and what their needs are. So we're very consultative and very happy to accommodate whatever needs that may arise. Absolutely.
Wow, that is wonderful. Because sometimes that does arise in different, you know, especially when you're working in a business or a startup, things come up and you know, you definitely need that flexibility. So it's great that Serendipity can provide that. Now, this is something else that is getting very important, a green workspace. So how green are your shared workspaces?
Absolutely. We are environmentally conscious. We have recently partnered, and you may or may not have seen, our Tesla charging station. So Serendipity Labs has dedicated one of its parking spots to a Tesla charging station that's available to our members and the outside community. You know, Tesla being right on the leading edge of environmental friendliness, we feel that that was a great partnership for us. In addition to Tesla, we, of course, recycle in our lab cafe. And Serendipity Labs staff is also cloud-based and paperless. Any paper that needs to be printed is then, you know, easily recycled. And we also provide energy-saving light bulbs in the building with timers.
Wow, that's great. Very good.
To grow. There's always more that can be done.
There always can. There always can be, but it seems like you're off to a really, really good start.
Yes.
I like the no paper, which is hard for a workspace. Now, let's see. How about parking? Because I know people, in especially in downtown Rye, they're very worried about parking. So how is your parking situation?
We are a fortunate business here in Rye that we're off of Purchase Street, and we have our own building parking. Surrounding the building, we have a parking lot, and we also own an adjacent parking lot with additional spots. The parking lot is reserved for members only. Those that have membership with us will receive a parking permit for their car. Of course, we do have visitors and guests that can utilize our parking lot, and we do host a number of events and meetings in our spaces in which we then have complimentary on-street parking and municipal lots within walking distance. So we do have ample parking.
That's wonderful. Great. So we're going to take another break, hear a little bit from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to talk about some special events that go on at Serendipity Labs. Thanks, Kate.
Welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole on TalkZone.com.
Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Today we are talking with Kate Kelleher of Serendipity Labs Shared Office Space. During the break, Kate and I were definitely having a little joke because I am the perfect candidate for a shared office space. When I work at home, I have dogs, I have phones, I have kids. So for me, going to my virtual studio that Kate has set up for me there is a godsend. I love Serendipity Labs.
We miss you, Nicole. We need you back.
I know. Well, I'll be back very soon. You know, every week. So now let's talk a little bit about special events, because I've gone to many special events at Serendipity Labs over the years. You do such an amazing job. Yeah. It's a great, great space for inviting people in and displaying things and having speakers. So just tell us what
you
guys do.
So Serendipity Labs has a sense of community involvement. So we will host our own events from time to time, which can include art receptions, networking events. Bringing back to Tesla, we did a Tesla test drive event here for the community, and we have availability to use our event space in the evening time once the members in the shared work lounge have left for the day. We don't want to, of course, intrude upon their time to get their work done. So in the evening time, we'll host Serendipity Labs hosted events. And then we also invite the community to bring their groups here. So, for example, we are host to a monthly Westchester Tech meetup where a community of like-minded individuals will come and network and listen to demo presentations of startups and their products and services. We have a strong belief that networking is what's going to bring the community together and bring people's businesses to light. And we want to provide them the opportunity to have a platform to talk about their business and to network with other individuals. Networking, I believe, is very, very important, and we want to provide that community, provide the community with that. In addition to other private events that we hold, our presentation room can be reserved privately during the day for other networking events, such as the Women's Entrepreneur Networking Group. They'll meet here also once a month. They'll have a speaker and ability for the women to network and talk about what they're doing. So it's really the use of the space is really endless, and we encourage the community to look at us as the location to foster these organizations and associations and networking groups. We are a big proponent of anybody that hosts events here, in which we will help along with the marketing as well. That's another big point to hosting at Serendipity Labs, is that we will encourage our network. We have a contact list of over 6,500 that we reach out to on a monthly basis, informing them of our events. We have our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We really want to see the events that are hosted here be a success. If your event is a success, it's a success for us. So we have that community involvement. And we also open the space on the weekends as well. A number of workshops, continuing education, training classes, that's done on times on the weekends. So we will provide staff, provide setup, and professionally managed space for those weekend events to occur. We are also opening ourselves up to social events. We have hosted pre-wedding reception before here. This space is really cool. It lends itself to a lounge-type environment. So the possibilities are endless. Going from social to corporate to training to seminar to networking, we really can try to encompass all different types of groups. So we're really fortunate in that we can traverse different industries and event styles.
It is true. And you definitely always have different caterers and different kinds of artists who come in and display on their artwork in your space. So it's really a wonderful thing that you have going on over there.
Thank you. We actually have our next artist will be doing an install and then art reception on February 11th from 6 to 8 at Serendipity Labs. So I invite all of your listeners to that. It will be a great evening meeting people in the community, meeting the artists, seeing the
space. Can you tell us a little bit about that artist?
So he's actually a local artist from White Plains. We found him actually. He came to our last artist reception. Being in the art community, he heard about our artist receptions, came to our last one and showed us his pieces. They are right in line with the pieces of work that we like to see. We have a very calming sense with the color choices that we've chosen for our walls. So it lends itself to a gallery setting where the artwork is put up and there's a pop of color. You walk into the building and you see immediately the artwork that is there. So we like to be a showcase for local artisans in which we provide them a few months to hold their pieces. And then we provide them with an artist reception at no cost to them. And it allows people in the community to view their work and to purchase their work as well. We are not a typical gallery, so we do not take commission on any of the pieces that are sold here either.
No, and they're beautiful artwork at really, really great prices. So I'm so impressed with what you choose and how it looks.
Thank you.
You have to stop into Serendipity Labs at least to see this new artist. I will definitely feature him on my blog and invite everybody. Kate, let's talk a little bit now about how Serendipity Labs is different from other co-working spaces.
Right, absolutely. So there, in the city, you'll come across co-working spaces every other block. It is an industry that is really taking off and people are listening. So of course we want to, separate ourselves and what makes Serendipity Labs different. And I think especially in the Westchester area, what makes us different is our sense of community and networking. You know, going back again on the events that we hold here, the diversity and flexibility of our spaces as well. Not everybody needs a private office. When somebody is looking to get outside of their home office or, you know, have an additional space to go to, you're not always looking for three walls and a door. Not everybody needs that, as some co-working spaces only provide. We see that and we provide shared workspace. It's a touchdown place for people to come to maybe once a week, twice a week, three times a week, maybe half a day, maybe just a couple of hours. We provide that flexibility for them. And then we also provide areas for groups to collaborate. We have the private meeting spaces. We have the co-working space where you can get together and huddle in a group environment. And know that you're in a professional place where you can get your work done. Our founder, John Arenas, likes to say we are co-working for grown-ups. There is a place and time to have fun. We are all like-minded individuals here, understanding we're here to get our work done in a professional place. And then, you know what? 5 o'clock, 5:30 hits, have a glass of wine in the cafe. But you know that you have a professional space and to increase your business when you're here at Serendipity Labs.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your cafe and what you offer. Do you have hot and cold beverages? Do you have any kind of snacks while people are working? What goes on in the cafe?
Sure. So our cafe is available complimentary to all of our members, visitors, and guests. We provide coffee, tea, and water at no additional charge throughout the day. And then we also have a small market where you can purchase light snacks and drinks. Our cafe is fully equipped with materials should a member bring in their lunch. That happens quite often, just as a typical office cafe would have, where our members have access to put their lunch in our refrigerator and then pull out their lunch with a plate and fork and be able to eat at their workspace or in the cafe area. We also provide access to menus of local restaurants in the area. We want to take advantage of partnering with our local community. We have a number of great restaurants on Purchase Street that deliver. A lot of times members are working through their lunch. They just want something quickly delivered, and we can accommodate that for them. And then we'll also have access for catering. We do host meetings during the day on a larger scale where they'll need full-service catering, coffee station, a lunch, a breakfast, snacks, and we can accommodate that all for them so they don't have to worry about those things when the time comes.
Right, and you are very close to downtown Rye, so they could also walk down the street and get a sandwich or
yeah, that's a great point.
Shit.
Well, people that are not familiar with the location, we have a lot of people that are moving into the area that are just kind of getting their feet wet in regards to our location. And literally just about a three-minute walk, you'll hit Purchase Street. A five-minute walk will bring you right down to the Rye train station to Grand Central. So we are very centrally located to major highways as well, 95, 287, Hutchinson River Parkway. So we're in a great location here in Rye.
Yes, you really are, centrally located.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, now, I would also like to know, are there, I know you touched upon this a little bit, that there are some networking opportunities available at Serendipity Labs. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. So we, Serendipity Labs will organize networking events ourselves, and then we also invite the community of meetup.com is a very popular networking site. Or other organizations, Over 40 Females, you and I are familiar with them, great
mm-hmm.
networking group. We like to be able to provide the location for those members to meet in. Another group that we have also recently partnered with is called Business Networking International, most commonly known as BNI. They'll actually be hosting a networking event here on the evening of February 2nd. It's actually National Networking Week that particular week. So they're bringing their community, their contacts to Serendipity Labs, as well as inviting our members, contacts, and community all together that evening to network. Hopes is that there will be a sense that this needs to happen more, and they would like to do weekly networking events here at Serendipity Labs. The Rye Chamber of Commerce, they also meet here on occasion for their monthly meetings and board meetings. So another great way to just learn who's coming into the town, what's going on. We have evening events that lend itself towards education. So there's a lot of industry experts out there, and to be able to know that they're in your backyard and hosting an event here at Serendipity Labs, you know, most of these events are free. You know, you can, you know, connect with somebody that is a leading expert in online marketing or social media, and a lot of individuals are just not, you know, just starting off their businesses, or maybe really aren't proficient in these areas of their business. And it's time consuming. So being able to know that there is a location that is having an industry expert to talk to you about this and get you on the right path, I mean, I think that's amazing right there. You're learning, and then you're also networking with the individuals that attended the seminar.
Uh-huh.
So we're hosting about, I think, 7 or 8 of these types of networking and educational seminars in February alone. So we encourage the community to reach out to us online, join our newsletter so you can, you know, keep up to date with these events. Mm-hmm. And then contacting me directly as well. If anybody has any kind of groups that they're looking to put together, are looking for, you know, any kind of guidance on how to do that, I'm happy to speak to anyone and help
Great.
Along the process.
Well, thank you. Kate, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back to ask some final questions about Serendipity Labs.
You're listening to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Back to Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Today we are talking with Kate Kelleher of Serendipity Labs Shared Office Space. Hi, Kate. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nicole. This is great.
This is. Thank you so much for all the great information you've been giving us about coming into Serendipity Labs and holding meetings and doing our work there. This has really been incredible.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Now, I know, Kate, that there are other locations of Serendipity Labs around the country. If a member works at the Rye location, are they able to use other locations if they're there for a business meeting, or is it just you join one location, you have to go to that location all the time?
Not at all. We have a network portability package, which will allow our members in Rye to have access to all of our future locations. So in addition to Rye, New York, we have a downtown Chicago location at 1 South Wacker. They have done very well over the past year and actually are expanding their space currently. There'll be about 15,000 square feet next month, which is really exciting to see how well it took off in Chicago.
And how big is your location there? How many square feet?
Our location is about 7,000 square feet, and that encompasses our workstations, our offices, our work lounges, our cafe, our meeting rooms, and our presentation room.
Okay.
Other locations which we are working on right now to be opening this month and the rest of the year are Ridgewood, New Jersey, Miami, Florida, Aventura, Florida, Stamford, Connecticut, which we're very excited about being a neighbor of ours, and Bethesda, Maryland.
Wow, that's great.
And I think what also sets us aside, going back to what makes our co-working different, is the spaces that we are aligning ourselves with. For example, Miami, we will be in a residential high-rise building. Mm-hmm. So think of this, where it's a brand new building. It's gorgeous. You know, think of those lounge areas, where, you know, the building kind of has this floor available to people to use and to maybe have a family gathering or party every once in a while. They're so underutilized. So mm-hmm. buildings are really taking a liking to the whole work-life balance. Imagine having your apartment pressing an elevator button and going downstairs to Serendipity Labs, where you have your separate office or workspace lounge, not having to seclude yourself in your apartment or pay for an additional bedroom to turn into an office, but have that amenity in your building.
It's that is incredible. Not dealing with the traffic to go anywhere. Really, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Kate, now I wanted to ask you about upgrading or downgrading. So let's say someone's a member, they want to upgrade their membership, or they started out with the bang, you know, all this stuff in their membership and they want to downgrade. Is that easy to alter
Absolutely.
Your memberships?
It certainly is. So once again, going along with the lines of flexibility that we provide, a number of members, they're really not sure. You know, they've been working from a home office. They still want to maintain the home office from time to time. So they don't really know. So what we can provide to them is, before you even sign up for a membership, is a complimentary risk-free membership trial. And that would provide that member with access Monday through Friday, unlimited access, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., to come and experience the environment, see if it's a good fit for them, and also help them gauge how many days a month they would be here for the membership plan that they choose moving forward. So, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know what, I'll only come in once a week. And then they start coming and they realize, you know what, okay, I'm getting a lot more work done here than at home. I'm going to come a little bit more. So they'll, you know, we'll keep track of their usage. And then when that risk-free trial membership is coming towards an end, we'll work with them on the plan that works best for them.
Right.
Now, in regards to traversing different memberships, that happens a lot too, where, you know, somebody is starting off and maybe they have 1 month of travel, a little bit more travel. You can easily, because those plans for the shared workspace are month to month, you can traverse one level to the other. You can upgrade, you can downgrade very easily. The same happens with those in the shared workspace going to dedicated space. We've seen that happen where people have started out, you know, things are going well with their business and they want to afford themselves a little bit more security with dedicated space. So they'll move from the shared workspace to a dedicated desk. We've even had those even move forward from a dedicated desk to a private office. So there is that flexibility and ease of changing membership very easily.
Excellent. You know, I just thought of this when you said going away for a month. Or can people get their business mail there?
Absolutely. So the virtual plan or the business identity plan is an additional service package that we provide. So in order for you to have access to our RAI address, you'll choose this service package where you have full access to our address. You can put that on business cards. You can put that on the county licensing documents. You can put it on your website, and you can use it as your regular mailing address. So all of the mail is sorted here at Serendipity Labs, put in an inbox for you. Packages are received, signed for, and stored away if you happen to not be here that day. And then we organize with you how you'd like to be informed of your mail. Some of our members just, you know, come in occasionally. We'll check their mailbox. Others will contact us and say, can you forward out any mail that I've had? So we have mail forwarding services as well.
That's wonderful. So, Kate, and if somebody wants to try the lab, they will come and contact you. We'll have all your contact information. And I just want to close with you telling us, what are some of the benefits of the shared office space for people who might be on the fence?
Sure. So I would think we're, you know, there's three levels to that question. Collaboration, I think, is key. You know, great things don't happen sitting in your home office by yourself. Having ideas and people to bounce ideas off of, being around others. You know, humans by nature are very social. And I think that, you know, being alone can kind of bring you back into your shell and not encourage, you know, creativity. So being around others, just knowing that there are others are working next to you and that you can grab a cup of coffee with somebody. You know, I always find myself working even harder when I see somebody next to me, you know, typing away on the computer and looking at reports and doing this and doing that. You know, it's almost like a small level of competition. You want to be working along with that person. And, you know, you have those abilities to also kind of sit back and maybe watch, see what's going on CNN in our work lounge on the television. But collaboration, I think, is key. The professionalism as well. Having a place for you to invite potential investors, current clients or future clients. You can't invite them to your home. You can't invite them to a coffee shop, a loud coffee shop, and really try to make a deal work. Having them walk into Serendipity Labs is an experience for them, and it shows very well to their business. And it shows how, you know, serious people are taking their businesses and the respect that they have for their business. And I think that speaks very well to them. And our goal here is to provide a place where they can grow their businesses, and we can be alongside them to do that. The other aspect is security. I would never suggest leaving your laptop and going to the restroom at a Starbucks or a coffee shop. We have that security here. We are professionally managed. Serendipity Labs. We have our staff here available at the dime of the hat to answer any questions that you have or help you along the way with your work. We don't simply open the doors and say, you know, see you at the end of the day. We're here. We're interacting with our members. We're helping them where we can. And it's a really fun environment. And even for myself and my coworkers to come to every day, you know, we get told that all the time. You must love working here. And we do. It's a fun place to work in, and everybody's happy. You know, it's a choice to be here. So people are choosing this because it's making them happy and because they want to be here. So everybody has just a great smile on their face, and we're all here for the same reason, to get our work done, be productive. And, you know, the hopes is that our members are increasing their business awareness, and we're serving as a platform for that.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. This has been amazing. I will we'll have all your information on Twitter and on our show page and on my blog. And everybody run out to Serendipity Labs and check it out. You will not be sorry.
Until next week,
Kate, I'll see you soon. We'll be back next Friday at 11 Eastern Standard Time.